Welcome to Kids of the Kids. We're up to Simeon Kuflame Tess, the Alochus of Hanukkah, Sif Tess. Here the Kitzur tells us that the candles of the menorah should all be at equal height. It shouldn't be up and down and up and down. The Mishnah Berurah adds that it's preferable that it's in a straight line, not curved or crooked. There should be a space between each candle so that they don't touch each other and turn it into a torch. When it comes to wax candles, there should be enough space in between so that they don't heat each other up, which would make the wax drip, and that'll ruin the candles. Maybe it'll burn too fast or just make it all topple over. If someone fills a dish with oil and he puts a whole bunch of wicks around the perimeter of this bowl, if when he covers it and each wick is sticking out, you can see that each one is its own light, then he has that many lights. But if when he puts a kli over it, if he doesn't cover it with a kli, and he just has a number of wicks floating in one bowl of oil, then they all count as one, because that's similar to a torch. If he has a lamp that has more than one opening for wicks, then we should not have two people lighting that one menorah, even on the first night, because it's not obvious how many lights each person lit. It looks like the extra candle is for extra nights, not for other people. Even though the first night is really not such an issue because we don't have extra lights on the first night. But as like a gzera for the subsequent nights, we don't allow it on the first night either. B'shas Hatzchak, you can use it on the first night. Two people can share one on the first night. Next, when are we supposed to be lighting the menorah? The Zman for Hadlokas Neiros is immediately after Tzeis HaKoyichovim. Mishnah Berurah says that this is a quarter of an hour before halachic nightfall. Rav Moshe says the ideal time is to light it 10 minutes after Shkia, and it should burn for about an hour, so that the flames will be going half an hour after Tzeis. You're not allowed to do anything before lighting the candles. If he started, the Mishnah Berurah says that he has to interrupt in the middle of whatever he's doing to do this mitzvah, even if he's learning Torah. Sharet Tzion writes that one should not do anything half an hour before lighting, before the Zman of Hadlaka. However, you could be a makel when it comes to learning Torah to learn half an hour before Tzeis. However, if someone did not yet daven Maariv, even though the menig is in many places to daven Maariv right after Mincha, even before Tzeis, the best time to daven Maariv is by Tzeis. And that's also the time for lighting the menorah. So if someone did not daven Maariv yet, he should first daven and then light the menorah. Since Maariv is Tadir, and Hadlokas Neiros is Einoi Tadir, Maariv comes first. Before lighting the candles, gather everyone in the house together, because the more people are there, the more Persume Nisa there is. You should put enough oil into the menorah to burn for at least half an hour, no matter what time he's lighting it. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's no need to put in more than half an hour's worth of oil, but with wax candles, there actually is a ma'ala of having longer candles, not because necessarily it burns longer, but because they're more beautiful. You have Hidra Mitzvah with that. B'di'eved, if he did not light right after Tzeis, you can light even later into the night with a bracha, up until Alois, as long as there's someone in his house that's still awake. However, if everyone had gone to sleep, there's no more Persume Nisa in lighting it now, so he can't make a bracha. If he knows he's not going to have the time to light at night, he can light earlier, before Tzeis, already from Plag Mincha and later. That's an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. On Hanukkah, the days are pretty short, if you have a 10-hour day, so Plag Mincha ends up being an hour and 2 minutes before Tzeis. That would be the earliest time to light. And you'd be allowed to light already back by Plag, as long as you put on enough oil for the lights to burn for half an hour past Tzeis. So you need over an hour and a half of oil. And if they don't make it, if they don't have the oil to last that long, then he would not be able to lighting that. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if someone comes home very late and his family is already sleeping, it is the right thing to do to wake them up so that he can light the menorah with a bracha. Maybe speak to them beforehand. Rav Moshe writes that if any other Jew is available, even not a family member, that would work. And Moshe also says that even though it's better to have other people there, you can even say the bracha alone. Even if you're lighting in a place where no one's going to be walking by to see it, you still have to make the bracha while lighting by yourself. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.